Meister Shani, Perak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Karshine Meister Shani, so vetches of Meister Shani, that type of plant of Meister Shani. The Rav explains it was only eaten b'doichek b'shnasri oven, the times of famines. Now, the Tfarsis all explains this food, the vetches, were actually more of a food than the fenugreek, than tilsim we had in the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, ye'ochlu tzimchoinen. So you should eat it, just like we said in the previous Mishnah, by fenugreek, that here in vetches, you should also eat it simchoinen, v'nichnasim lishalayim v'yoytzen. So Meister Sheni of this, but there was a kula that they only had by Kashine Meister Sheni, that you actually go into Yerushalayim and also go out. Now normally, any food that would be in Yerushalayim, that was Meister Sheni, once it went in, it was not allowed to be taken out, but they were makel by Karshinin. So why would they go out? So the Tfarsis still explains, well, let's say they went out because there was a mill or something that they would be able to grind it outside Yerushalayim. So they needed to go out to grind it or to cook it or something like that. Tilson, though, they didn't grind Tilson, they didn't bake it. So that's why it doesn't say the same thing by Tilson. But by Karshinim, they did do this, B'shas Atchak, so that they were makel. You could take it in and go out, not like any other types of foods. Nitmu'u, so what if it became Tame? Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yischalku Li'isis. Rabbi Tarfon is concerned. The Rav explains that since it's not food for an Adam, you should not be paida. Normally, if something's food in Yerushalayim and it becomes tummy, you can be paida it, and then the food can be eaten, and then the money would then be, I guess, used to be purchased to purchase something else to eat in Yerushalayim. But here, you'd be paida and you would feed it, like it says, ain't paida as a kachm lachil in the klovim. You'd be paida it, and then you'd end up feeding it to animals. It's not a derech kavod to do that, because you wouldn't physically be eating this stuff. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says you should be mechalikit into Isis, which means if you had dough of Meister Sheni that was not Tame, that was Tahar, so in every Isa of dough, you would stick in there a small amount, less than the size of a Beitza. So therefore, if it's less than the size of a Beitza, it's not Metame, it's not Mekabotama, it's not Metame something else. And then you can put that in there, and everybody can then eat it. You're allowed to eat something that's Tame, as long as it's less than a Beitza. Aye, how is that possible? You're not allowed to eat. So why are you being paid in the first place? Because what's really happening here is you're being mevatel ishul chatchila. It's becoming bottled to the rest of the isa, to the rest of the bread. And better to do this than to be paid and feed klovim. And the whole sugga of ein mevatel ishul chatchila we've touched on in the past as well. And we're not going to go into it right now. But that's what Rabbi Tarfon says. V'cham oimrim yipadu v'cham say, no, you can be paid it. They weren't so concerned. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chacham. But I'm wondering, we had in the previous Mishnah where we said that tilton, that fenugreek, should be eaten when it's tzimchoinen, earlier in the process, and the Taisis Yontif said over there, because eat it right away, because if it becomes tamei, you're going to be paided and give it to your animal. But aren't we saying in this Mishnah that the halacha is like the chacham and not like Rabbi Tarfon? We're not choishish to give it to your animals. So maybe it's different, because tilton, like we said, was less of a food than karshinim. So maybe by tilton, the chacham agreed of the concept of not being paid at tilton to give to your animals. Maybe one can say that. Or maybe the Taisis Yontif is really the shame. The Ravid didn't hold that the halach is like the chacham in our Mishnah, but rather he held that the halach is like Rabbi Tarfon. I'm not sure. Anyway, Mishnah continues. V'shal truma, b'shamei oimrim sharin v'shafin b'tara, u'machilin b'tuma. So truma, b'shamei says that you're allowed to soak v'shafin and rub it on the skin b'tahara, u'machilin b'tuma. So now we have truma of karshinim, of just eating it yourself. So you can do these things, and you have to soak and also rub it on your skin while you're tahar. Umachilin betuma, but the difference is, machilin to a behema, that you can do even when you're tummy. Now, truma, you can't be paida, so there's no, this. It doesn't come up, this whole Indian of being paida to give to an animal. There is no pidyon by truma. And truma, we know you can actually feed it to your animal. It's one of the things we say by truma. Ubeisil oimin shayin betahar. Beisil says, they agree, as with Beishame, that yes, if you are soaking it, you should do pitahara. You can be mitamit with your hands, and it's going to be touching water. So soak it pitahara. V'shofen machilin bituma. However, if you're rubbing it or feeding it to an animal, there you can even do it bituma. Shamay omer ye ochlu tsarit. So what about actually eating it? So first we spoke about soaking it and rubbing it and feeding it to an animal. What about you yourself eating it? And this is again truma, karshinim that are truma. So on this, Shammai says you should eat it sard, which is totally dried out. So it should not be hukshar l'kabel tumma. Here we see that Shammai is so machmer, not like the previous case where a guy wanted to just soak it and rub it on his hands. There, when he wasn't eating it, you were allowed, as long as your hands were clean, you had to do bitahara, but you were allowed to. But when you actually eat it, it can't even be hukshar l'kabel tumma. Because you have to make such a hecker because this was really not such a, really wasn't so food. So because people would be so lazy or lackadaisical with it, they had to be very machmer, according to Shammai Azakin. Rabbi Kiva Omer kol ma'aseh en betumah. He took the opposite route. He said that you can do everything with this betumah, and the Rav points in that even in the case Rabbi Hillel said earlier, where you have to be sure in betahara, Rabbi Kiva says kol ma'aseh en betumah, that even soaking it could be done betumah. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva in this.